Stay tuned now for the Burl Ives Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood for your listening pleasure.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Mm-hmm. Coming up the road again, your wayfaring stranger, mm-hmm. Philco's friendly troubadour, mm-hmm. Burl Ives.
Amsterdam, there lived a maid, mark you well what I say. In Amsterdam, there lived a maid, and she was mistress of her trade. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. Her eyes were blue, her cheeks were brown, mark you well what I say. Her eyes were blue, her cheeks were brown, her hair in ringlets hanging down. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. I took this maid out for a walk, mark you well what I say. I took this maid out for a walk, we had such a lovely talk. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. I took her out and spent my pay, mark you well what I say. I took her out and spent my pay, and then that maiden just faded away. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. Hello there and good evening. You know, being a ballad singer is a funny kind of a profession. It's like being a newspaper man set to music. But the news that you sing about didn't happen today. It happened yesterday, or a month ago, or several hundred years ago. Like the old English ballad that I'm going to sing for you now, Lord Thomas and Fair Eleanor. It's a love story that ends in tragedy. And you might read one like it in tomorrow morning's paper. Lord Thomas rose early one morning in May, dressed himself in blue, saying, Mother, I'm going to get married today, and I want advice from you. The brown girl has house and land, fair Eleanor, she has none. Therefore I charge you with my blessings, go bring the brown girl home. He rode till he came to fair Eleanor's gate, rattled at the ring. There was no one more ready than she to arise and let him in. What's the matter, Lord Thomas, she cried, what's the matter with you? I've come to invite you to my wedding, ain't that good news to you? Oh, Mother, shall I go to Lord Thomas's wedding, or shall I tarry at home? Therefore I charge you with my blessings, you'd better tarry at home. She dressed herself in her best, most of her dressing was green. And every village that she rode through, they took her to be some queen. She rode till she came to Lord Thomas's gate, rattled at the ring. There was no one more ready than he to arise and let her in. He took her by the lily-white hand, led her in the hall, and seated her there at the head of the table among the gentlemen's all. Is this your bride sits here by your side? I'm sure she's wonderful brown. You might have married as fine a young lady as ever the sun shone on. The brown girl, she had a knife. It was both long and sharp. She pierced it into fair Eleanor's side, and it entered into her heart. Oh, what's the matter, fair Eleanor, he cried, what's the matter with you? Oh, don't you see my own heart's blood a-trinkling down my side? He took the brown girl by the hand and led her in the hall, and there with a sword cut off her head and dashed it against the wall, saying, here's the death of three true lovers, God send their soul to rest, and bury the brown girl at my feet and fair Eleanor at my breast. I don't know what made me think of it, but I think about the most interesting people that I've ever met are magicians. You know, I'd go without my supper any time to see a magic act, and that's something. Now, down at our store, the Philco people have one of the finest magic acts that I ever saw. It's that magic music box, the 1201, where you just slide a record in the slot, shut the door, and it plays. Now, for people who don't want to mess around waiting for the music, why, that they want to hear, the 1201 brings magic down to a pretty practical level. Like the time I remember not too long ago when I was a wayfaring down through the mountain country, and I stopped in a hotel. There wasn't a soul in the lobby except this one man, and he was sprinkling some kind of powder in a circle on the floor all around him. And I asked him, what kind of powder is that, friend? And he told me, polecat powder. And I said, what are you sprinkling it around you for? And he answered, to protect me from that polecat. And I said, what polecat? And he pointed to a picture of a polecat on the wall. And I said, well, that's only a picture, friend. That's not really a polecat. And he kept on sprinkling the stuff around him and said, oh, that's all right. This really ain't polecat powder. Got a feeling that fellow was a-pulling my leg. Here's a song some of you have asked me to sing. Sung it a few weeks ago. It's called Go Away From My Window. Go away from my window. Go away from my door. Go away, away, away from my bedside, and bother me no more. And bother me no more. I gave back her presents, I gave back her ring, but I'll always love my darling as long as songbirds sing. As long as songbirds sing. Please go tell my brothers, tell my sisters too, that the reason that my heart is broke is all because of you. Is all because of you. Go away from my window. Go away from my door. Go away, away, away from my bedside, and bother me no more. And bother me no more. Friends, in a few days now, the whole country will celebrate the birthday of old Abe Lincoln. You know, when I start this show every week, I sing a piece of a song. It's sort of called my theme song. Well, I want to sing the whole thing for you now, because I've heard tell from good authority that it was one of the favorites of Abraham Lincoln. When I was young, I used to wait on the boss and give him his plate and pass the bottle when he got dry and brush away the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. And when he'd ride in the afternoon, I'd follow after with a hickory broom, the pony being rather shy when bitten by a blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. One day he ride around the farm, the flies so numerous they did swarm. One chanced to bite him on the thigh. The devil take the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. The pony run, he jump, he pitch. He threw my master in the ditch. He died and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. They lay him under a simmon tree. His epitaph is there to see. Beneath this stone I'm forced to lie. Victim of a blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. Well, sir, now my young friend here is going to put his silver tongue to some words of wisdom. So you listen and I'll be right back. Here's a little thought to leave you with, friends. I've known many a man who'd rob for gold or die for a rare, precious jewel. But it takes a man courageous and bold to live by the golden rule. So long, friends, I'll be seeing you. I'm just a wayfaring stranger.
So long, Burl. And friends, listen next week at this time for Burl Ives, Philco's friendly troubadour, whose weekly visit is produced and transcribed in Hollywood for your listening pleasure. And come into our store and let us demonstrate the new Philco radios and radio phonographs.
I'm just a going ever onward. I'm just a go.